Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Friday, April 12th. The Jaguars, are they interested in targeting day two receivers? We already know that the Jaguars have met with Tez Walker, the North Carolina receiver, by way of Kent State, on a top 30 visit. We already did a show on him. You can go check that out. This week, we learned about a couple more potential day two targets the Jaguars are hosting for 30 visits. Jalen McMillan out of Washington, Jermaine Burton out of Alabama. So that's three guys that are probably coming off the board late second to early day three range. We're going to talk about them here today, McMillan and Burton. I already talked about Tez Walker. So we're going to dive into it. If you enjoy the content here, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Easiest way to support the channel. If you want to support the channel further, you can also check out jenjag.com/shop and pick up some new Duval gear. That really helps us out with what we're doing here. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in every day. So we're going to start with Jalen McMillan, then talk about Jermaine Burton, talk about the idea of the Jaguars drafting a wide receiver on day two, maybe early day three. So Jalen McMillan, one of three Washington Husky wide receivers that is going to be drafted in this wide receiver class, which is just absurd. And he's 6'1", 197 pounds, 4.47 40-yard dash, 37-inch vert, 127-inch broad, pretty good short shuttle and three cone, 10-inch hands, very big hands. He's not going to drop a lot of footballs. Long arms as well, so he's got good length. Good overall measurables and testing. He's not like elite in any one area per se, but very good all around. He's an explosive athlete. He's got good length when you talk about just the measurables and testing. And then you talk about watching him at Washington. Mostly in the slot the last couple years for the Huskies, but did play more outside in 2021 and was effective in that role for them. To me, this is a guy that projects to the NFL as a Z/slot target. As a Z, off the ball, move him around the formation, also line him up in the slot, which means I do think he's a fit for the Jaguars' current offense. You know, you have Gabe Davis at X, Christian Kirk in the slot, Evan Ingram somewhere, Jalen McMillan somewhere else as well. So I think that his skill set could fit right into what the Jaguars need. Is he a true wide receiver one? Absolutely not. But I think he could make sense for this Jaguars offense in a role. What do I like about his game? Route running. He can route you up at an extremely high level. He does not have the physicality that you necessarily are looking for. But I think he has a lot of enticing traits. Again, not going to be the most effective blocker or guy that's getting off press early on in his career. Those aren't going to be the areas he excels early. But again, as a Z, you can move him around the formation. You can get guys a little bit more free releases as Zs and slot receivers, right? You're not as worried about beating press or blocking necessarily. But he creates so much space at the top of his stem, separation. Shoulder fakes, head fakes, dynamic change of direction, length, can extend away from his frame to go get the football. He tracks the football very well down the field. Not a big-time contested catch guy, but he will go up and get the football if there's just a little bit of space for him to do so. Has some yak ability as well. On the move, he can make you miss a little bit in space. He can run through an arm tackle or two. I think he's a better receiver, pure receiver, than Zay Jones is, but not as good a blocker. So I think they can complement each other a little bit in 2024 and be that Z outside receiver opposite Gabe Davis and bring different elements to that role. So if the Jaguars are looking at Jalen McMillan, if they want to take him at 48, to me, that would be a little early. There will definitely be higher ranked prospects on my board at 48 overall. But like in the third round, if they were going to draft him at 96 or even trade up a little bit to get him or trade down from 48, that could work. I do have a late second round grade on Jalen McMillan. So I really like the skill set he brings to the field. I think there's some Marvin Jones to his game. Obviously, I'm talking about early career Marvin Jones, not late career Marvin Jones, where he was in Jacksonville and wasn't really running as fast as he originally did. But they have some similarity, you know, some length, the ability to run routes, very crisp, very snappy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And go up and extend for the football. Then you talk about Jermaine Burton. On the field, to me, he's an easy second-round pick. Does not drop the football. He's 6 foot, 196 pounds, 38.5-inch vert, 133-inch broad, 4.45, 40-yard dash. Very good tester. Very good athlete. Aligned mostly outside at Alabama after transferring over there from Georgia. He's quick, slippery, a good route runner. Comes down with contested catches at a high rate. Can run away from you. On tape, to me, he's a good NFL wide receiver too. But off the field stuff, you know, punched a female fan after a game. Comes off as a bit of a head case. Both coaching staffs he's been with at Georgia and Alabama, not big fans of this guy. So I'll just be honest with you. Like, I just wouldn't. Personally, it would have to be super late in the draft for me to pull the trigger on Jermaine Burton. Because I just don't need to be wasting a second or third or even fourth round pick on a guy who I don't have confidence that they're going to be the type of player we need in our building. Because there's other guys out there in the second, third, fourth, even fifth round that I know I have confidence in their physical ability and confidence in what they show on the field and off the field. So for me, maybe a team does land him. And he gains maturity and perspective and starts to kind of fit into that locker room and be a guy you can rely on. But I can't get there right now with Jermaine Burton. So I would just be out unless it's a very late round pick. Because again, I think this draft has a lot of depth in a lot of areas, including wide receiver. And even if Jermaine Burton might have a little bit better tape than some of these other guys, I'll take the shot on some other guys that I feel more confident in their ability to be professional and fit into a locker room and not embarrass you. That's just me personally. I'm not looking for choir boys necessarily, but I'm also looking for players that are, again, professional and want to get the job done, you know, for themselves and for their team. It is clear, though, that the Jaguars are doing their homework on these mid-round receivers. Bottom line, you've now had three top 30 visits on receivers projected to go, you know, day two or early day three. And for me, if the Jaguars don't want to go wide receiver round one or go pursue a veteran in a trade or what have you, if the Jaguars want to wait until after round one to go get a receiver, Jalen Polk would be my guy. And he might not make it to 48 overall where the Jaguars pick in the second round. He certainly shouldn't, in my opinion. But my rankings for the Jaguars of the guys that they've hosted so far in these top 30 visits, again, Tez Walker, Jalen McMillan, Jermaine Burton. For me, Tez Walker would be 1A. He has more vertical speed. I think he's going to thrive more on the vertical plane than Jalen McMillan would be, who would be 1B. I like both of those receivers a lot. I would not take either of them at 48. But again, in a trade down scenario or a trade up from 96 or even at 96, I'd be really fired up to land a Tez Walker or a Jalen McMillan. Jermaine Burton is third on the list. And again, I just wouldn't, unless it's really, really late in the draft, because I cannot trust what I've heard about him off the field. Just can't do it. And this is a guy that has a chance to be a powder keg. And you do not need that, in my opinion, on a team that is looking to, you know, regain their footing in this NFL, in the 2024 NFL season, a team trying to make it back to the playoffs, a team trying to win more than one game in the playoffs, right? The goal is not to get back. It's to win the Super Bowl. We will see how it plays out for the Jaguars at the wide receiver position. They're definitely interested in pursuing wide receivers this offseason. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. You can also check out jinjag.com/shop. Pick up some new Duval gear if you want to support the channel even further. Y'all have a good one.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.